Hello, everybody. My name is Prophet Christy Eldridge, and welcome to Everyday Prophecy. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your grace, your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I'm asking for your presence to fill this space. Everyone listening to this podcast, Lord, I pray that they would encounter your presence, Lord. Habakkuk. I plead the blood of Jesus over you, over your family. I plead the blood over myself, my family, and over this podcast in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I just pray for a flow. I pray for your anointing on my voice. I pray that you would just take over and that every word I speak would be from you. Holy Spirit, give me your heart. Give me your words. Give me your intentions. Give me grace. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know we could do nothing of ourselves. So today I'm going to start reading in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 6. I'm in the New King James. Hebrews 9, 6, and this is, we're talking about the earthly sanctuary, the tabernacle. Now when these things had been thus prepared, the priests always went into the first part of the tabernacle performing the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience, concerned only with food and drinks, various washings, and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. But Christ came as high priest of the good things to come, with the greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I'm going to read that again. Hebrews 9, 13 and 14. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Ishahakata, thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. Holy Spirit says, is your conscience clean? Is your conscience clean, beloved? Or do you consider yourself a sinner? give everything to me, he says. My blood cleanses all. Shabbatai. He says, say it again. My blood cleanses all. You are pure and holy. Sahakatai. Look at you. Look at you. In me, he says. Holy. Holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. For you are holy. Isha HaKatai. He says, I say the same thing back to you. Do you know we're one? Do you know we are united? Do you know we are inseparable? Do you know that you are in me and I am in you? Renew your mind, beloved. Renew your mind. That I died for you to have a clear conscience, free from guilt. Do you know that that guilt is an open door? Shahakete. That guilt opens the door to the enemy to bring condemnation, accusations. It's the devil's playground. Shahakata ayeria prasa hakate. Ishahakoto ihisehikete. Are you living in an old covenant reality? My blood cleanses all. Ishahakatai. Stay with me. Stay with me. Remain in me. Reside in me. Abide in me. Your residence is in me, the Holy One. A holy place of refuge. A place of eternal strength. Love incarnate in my heart, you live and have your being. You are dead to sin. You are dead to sin. Oya prasatai kihikite. Doya prasa na 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 ki. Oya rasada. I'm turning to Romans. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me. Koni yasabadoreti ikite. We love you, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for helping us. As I flip through the pages of my Bible, flowing with the Lord, doing what he says, praise you, Jesus. Romans 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Eumachis the Hecate died to sin. You are dead to sin. Sin no longer has a hold over you. You no longer have a sin nature, beloved. You have a holy nature. You have my nature. I share everything with you. Every blessing I share with you. Every blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus is yours. Abundantly, abundantly. Shaken, pressed down, running over. Thank you, Lord. Overflowing. Abundance. Do you know that you died with me? Romans 6:3, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Kamaki iste hekete. Irosodi shehekete. Accusations. Accusations. They have plagued you. Hanohiamaki te ishtahakatai. Kuoni shehekete. They come from an unrenewed mind. Ishahakuridi sehekete. Live in the reality of the freedom I purchased for you. Dohi sepekete shahakatai. Stop living in the shadows. Stop living in the shadows ruled by the law. Ruled by the law. You are no longer ruled by the law. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We love you. He's not done. He's not done. The law can never make you perfect. My blood makes you perfect. The law can never make you perfect. Stop trying to achieve something that I already purchased for you. It's done. It's finished. You're free to go for me. You're free to live for me. You're not under constraints anymore. You're not under the rules anymore. You're not under the law anymore. What they say you have to do. The laws of man. But rather submit to the law of God. Obey the Holy Spirit. You're free. You're free. Obey the Holy Spirit. No matter what it looks like, there's not a way you have to do it. There's not a way you have to do it. Throw that off. Throw that off. Throw dead religion off and stomp on it. That's not yours. You're not to live under it. You're not to let people put that on you. You're to walk free out of that. It'll hold you back. It will limit you from walking freely with me, for living for me. Serve me, he says. Serve me, the living God. There's a new and living way. His name's Jesus. He says, follow me. Follow me. Are you free to follow me? What if I tell you to break the rules? Are you free to follow me? Is it more important to follow the rules or to follow me? And whose rules are you following? Because depending on who you listen to, you'll hear different sets of rules. So which sets of rules should you follow? It'll lead to confusion. It'll lead to torment. It'll lead to indecision. And it will eventually stifle you, stop you. You will be stuck. That's not what I've called you to. Throw it off. And follow me. You can trust me, he says, to lead you. You can fully trust me to lead you. I am perfect, he says. I'll lead you through the pages of the Bible. When the time is right, I will lead you to the scriptures that I want to illuminate for you. I know the perfect order. I know the plans I have for you. They are good. Follow me. I'm the light that's unto your path. The nervousness you feel about doing it wrong, that's not from me. You can't do it wrong when you're submitted to me. Shahata akiti ishtahekete. Duha kishtahakatate ishtahekete. Doya kia mani aridia sa bopapapa. Let me lead you. Trust me to lead you. Trust me to lead you in the paths of righteousness. I know what you need to do and when you need to do it. This is about trust. This is about dependence on me. Stop listening to the others tell you how you need to do it, how it needs to be, what the recipe for success is, what the recipe for a godly life is, and look to me, the author and finisher of your faith. I am your teacher. I am with you in this season. Learn dependence on me. Learn submission to me. Lay down at my feet and give me that thing. Hand me the checklist for your day. Am I the Lord of your life? Am I the Lord of your life? Isha hakata mi ti ti ti. Isha hanana.